people love beds, but you know, a lot of people would get a two bedroom apartment and would only put two beds in there, like one bed, one room, or maybe one bed in another room, or maybe two beds in this room. What I do is a two bedroom apartment, I put eight beds in there.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, where we find dope people that did really, really dope stuff. They have the proof. They've got the receipts. This man bought his wife a Rolls Royce and a something. A Rolls Royce and a what? A
Lamborghini truck.
And a Lamborghini truck for her birthday. What the heck? Like, who does that? And now you put pressure on all of us, because now our wives looking at us like, really? A bag? Really? Yo, two cars. So we got Mr. Soda Goat in the building, man. Oh, real quick. What's your real name?
Alfonso.
Alfonso Dreer. So I was telling, because I couldn't remember, I've been calling you Zo so long. When I first met you at Skittles, I think I was calling you Alfonso.
Right, Alfonso, yeah.
Alfonso, yeah. But somebody was asking me, it's like, yo, Zo, is he, what they ask, are you Haitian?
No, I'm not Haitian. So basically,
you get that a lot though?
Yeah, I get that a whole
so
a lot.
I'm like, yo, I think that's his name. And it's like, nah, he Haitian. And Haitians call each other Zo.
Right. Did you know that? Right, yeah, I know that. Especially Miami. So anybody from Florida?
We were in Miami, yeah.
Right. Like Zo, are you?
Here's the crazy thing. The driver was Haitian.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, we call each other Zo. My inquiring mind says, yo, why do y'all call each other Zo? Guess what he said? I don't know. I'm like, bro, you Haitian, you in the community call each other Zo. He's like, yo, I don't know where it comes from. And I think it was like a gang or something like that. Anyway, but your name is actually Alfonso.
Alfonso.
So how do you introduce yourself typically?
Zo. Alfonso, Zo.
But what do you say? Like, do you start with, yo, what's up? I'm Zo. I bought my wife a Lamborghini truck.
Oh, no. I say, hey, I'm Zo. I teach Airbnb, teach stocks, credit, real estate, financial literacy. You know, just impacting our culture, you know?
Here's the thing. This is what I don't like, though. Because I tell people they need to focus on something and brand themselves for something.
Right.
But primarily because my target market are beginning entrepreneurs or people that's trying to get it going. How do you do all that stuff, bro?
Master one thing first and then move on to something else. Instead of trying to do 5 or 6 different things, you never master anything. So with me, I know, like, financial literacy is me within me. Mm-hmm. So it's like once I get certain topics down pat, like the crypto, the stocks, the Airbnb, once I master one, I just move on to the next. Like I'm not the favorite singer or dancer. That's not my thing, but financial literacy is me. Like I can see a business and study it fast and pick up on it and master it.
How long you been in the space?
Which was the Airbnb space?
No. Just like
entrepreneurship?
How long have you been like into financial literacy?
Since I was middle school, selling candy in school.
So, like, I met you when you had the clothing. Do you still have the clothing
store? Yeah, I still have the clothing store. I had that since 2005. So, going on past 16 years, May the 1st. Still have it.
So, we got history, man. So, obviously, he is Skittles' husband. She is your wife.
Right.
And you guys make an amazing couple.
Thank you.
You're like the Beyonce and Jay-Z of Atlanta, for sure. I knew Skittles. She was in the apparel game. And you were in the apparel game as well.
All right.
And I knew you were coming back and forth to the trade show. Did you have more than one store at some point?
I did. One time I had 5 or 6 stores at age 20.
So you had a bunch of stores.
Right.
And I think you didn't live in Atlanta. You didn't live in Atlanta. And Skittles lived in Atlanta. He's like, yo, I'm thinking about moving or something like that. This is before y'all were married.
Right.
Right? But you were just focused on the apparel.
Right, the apparel.
Were you doing trading or anything like that?
I honestly was only doing apparel and I was investing in real estate too. Mm. But real estate, I didn't have to be at, like, my business. It wasn't active where I had to be at every day because I set it up to be passive. I had long-term rentals. So I didn't have to be there. I was collecting rent every single month at the first of the month. But I still was inside my business every single day, you know, the retail business. So I actually met Skittles at a trade show because she, you know, she had her clothing brand, Cupcake Mafia. Then I had my clothing store, and then I ran into her, you know.
I remember that story. And you was not this vocal as you are now. You was not outside like that, bro.
Not on social media. I was always
Even when I met you, bro, you were just kind of like quiet. Right, right. Like, always smiling, always happy for sure. But let me ask you this. You still make money at your clothing store?
I still do.
A lot? Like, how much?
I still do. I would say numbers, honestly, on here.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you numbers.
But it's good. You know, I take care of my family. My mom still work there. My sister still work there.
Really?
It's a family business. You know, I keep it going because of my family. Even though I make strings, my multiple strings from Airbnb now and doing other things, it still supports itself.
Feel free not to answer any personal questions about money, but I'm going
to
ask.
I got to not ask.
Okay, just let you know. So how much do you make from your store?
I'm just playing.
All right, so you still keep that going, but you're not like in the business as much.
Yeah, not in the business.
You're not going to trade shows anymore.
Not going to trade shows, not at all.
Gotcha. All right, so what is your biggest stream of income right now?
Biggest, honestly, is the Airbnb.
Really?
It's the Airbnb.
And it's so, you're just so interesting, Zoe, because I know y'all rich, but y'all just don't. I don't know what it is. We're not rich, man.
We wealthy. It's a difference.
No, you know there's not a difference.
It is a difference.
No,
because
it's not, bro.
Because rich is determined on how much money you have. Like, but wealth is determined on how well you can live that lifestyle without having you to work another day in your life. Like, how well can you live that same lifestyle and you don't have to work no more? So that's wealth. So
that is a good perspective.
It's a difference now.
That is a good perspective. However, in the dictionary, it's the same definition.
Right.
This is wealth sounds cooler. But anyway, I want to get into the story of how you became this Renaissance entrepreneur. Is that right? Renaissance? What is a Renaissance man? Anybody know? Anybody know what that is? Renaissance man? A serial entrepreneur. Oh, for sure. So a successful entrepreneur. I want to get into like how you got to this level where you are the premier Airbnb specialist, right?
Right.
And you actually, I know you don't take a lot of personal clients, but you have some personal clients where you'll just build it out for them, right?
Right.
How much you charge for that?
I charge $30,000.
$30,000.
Right. That's a hands-off completely thing. Like, I basically will find an Airbnb-friendly unit so they really don't have to go out there and buy a property. I find a unit, come up with a theme, and help them stage the whole entire unit. So basically, I'm doing everything and they hands off and they got investment. They make money in 2 weeks or less.
What's so cool about that is you can teach somebody the skill set of doing all that
right.
So that they can go out and make $30,000 and set up other people's Airbnbs.
Right, of course.
So that's why you have a program. How much is your Airbnb program?
It's $499 on sale. $499.
$499?
Yeah, for my masterclass. I wanted to make it affordable for our people because we need this passive income.
Why is it $500 though? I mean, it's good for the people, but
is that too much?
No.
I mean, you get a lot. You get the private group where you got other experts. I try to make it affordable for our people. I'm not trying to.
But here's the thing.
I'm not trying to get rich off the culture, really.
Feel that, but sometimes when the price is too low, they don't take it seriously.
But I did have some people that took it serious and ran with it, and now they are experts in 4, 5, 6 Airbnbs from a year later after taking a course.
$500.
Right.
Yo!
it doesn't take that much, especially if you getting inside of Airbnb, you're not owning the unit. You know, it doesn't take that much to start off. You know, you can start off with a few grand and work your way on up. And now you got 4 or 5 units up under your belt. You know, on a regular scale, bringing in about $2,500 on a regular Airbnb.
Each Airbnb?
Profit, yes, of course. If you stage it right, you do the location right, you definitely just run it right and manage your calendar, which is very, very important, and get the weekdays bookings instead of just focusing on the weekend, that's guaranteed, you know?
We about to get into the 500. How many people? Normally I do ask like for a discount, but I feel like it's disrespectful. Like, I normally ask it for my audience, like, yo, can I get this? But it's already $500. So, all right. So, anyway. So, how do we get to this point where you began to... tell me about your first Airbnb.
First Airbnb is right across from Lenox Mall. And...
what gave you the idea to get it?
It was my wife, honestly. You know, she was... It's a long story behind that. But I don't know if you want to get into that.
But, I do.
Oh, you want to get into that?
Yes, the whole thing.
So our first Airbnb that my wife had, we were still together. We wasn't married at the time, but was inside New York City. You know, she got fired from her company because she partnered with this other company. And when she partnered up, part of the deal was for her to live in New York for the first 12 months. So she had to go get an apartment, $4,500 a month, one bedroom, $400 for parking, in Manhattan. You know, so almost $5,000 a month. So the deal was, like I say, she had to work, she had to be there for 12 months. But also the partnership, she only owned less than 50%. So they had more say so in, you know, in how the company can go. And make the long story short, they end up firing my wife from her own company that she started, you know, from scratch, that she started with $300 and grew it to, and she grew it to a $1 million company. So she ended up getting fired from her company. And she didn't want to stay in New York because she was so like, why I'm staying? Like, it's so stressful here. I want to go back to Atlanta, start over. So we was in an airbed. And at the same time, we still had this lease in New York for like 7 more months or so. So instead of like getting out of the lease, we decided to put on Airbnb and just to break even. Like, we didn't want to like make, we didn't look at it to make money or to make profit. We was like, okay, as long as it paid our bills, we good. So we put on Airbnb, made money, paid the bills. And we were like, okay, this is good. Like, we maybe got a couple dollars in our pocket. And so
that's interesting. And make sure y'all go see the episode with Skittles. I think the title is The Olivia Pope of Marketing or something like that. Make sure you check that out. And that's so crazy because I'm hearing her perspective was, I'm going through it, which landed me in this apartment, in an airbed, losing my company.
Right.
But on the other side, y'all say, yo, this is the beginning of a whole empire.
Right, right.
Wow, that's crazy.
And but we didn't know it. You know, we were sleeping on an airbed back on top of her store. We sleep on the airbed because her store, you know, has a like apartment on top of it. So we were sleeping in the, on an airbed. It was so, you know, so stuff was moving so fast. But, you know, the airbed was going down some nights. We had to wake up 2 o'clock, put air in it. And I was going back and forth at the same time to Columbia. But I knew the stuff my wife was going through. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy us our dream home.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Right, right. Okay. So I ended up buying our dream home a few months later. And when I purchased...
Hold on 1 second. Who is that? Who is that? What are we doing right now? Out there, please. Appreciate that. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's cool. So when I ended up purchasing our dream home, you know, she didn't want to stay there when I was out of town going back and forth to my store. Mm-hmm. So I ended up, you know, getting an Airbnb again in Atlanta saying, okay, this is a nice high rise right across from Lenox, 5 minutes away from your office. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of you going to the 5-bedroom home by yourself when I'm out of town, you could just go right here. Same concept, as long as it paid for itself, I'm cool. I'm not tripping. Like, let's put on Airbnb.
You just bought a home.
Right.
And then encouraged her to get an Airbnb, an apartment.
Right.
That's some rich people stuff right there. I'll tell you that. Golly. Yo, I buy her dream home. You are going to sleep and dream in that home for the rest of your life. Golly.
Right.
But you already knew because in New York, you made money that you would Airbnb it?
Yeah, or? I could put on Airbnb and at least break even. Like, put on that for a few days out of the month. The days you're not there, the rest of the days, you know, have somebody else stay there and pay for the rent, you know?
Right.
And so basically we got a condo we can go to, and also we got our house we can go to, but really the condo is paying for itself. Now it's an asset, not a liability.
So you weren't thinking, let's get this as an Airbnb. Let's just get it for convenience,
yeah, for convenience.
But we have a way to not have to pay it.
Right, right.
That's dope.
And then we started making money with that too, the same concept. We was like paying the rent, still making money. I'm like, wow, like what if I had somebody else staying there the same day as my wife staying there, the 10 days out of the month. What if that was profit? Like, so I need to go get another Airbnb and see what can I do with that, you know? So got my second one, and I was like, wow, there's money now in here. So third, fourth, fifth, and just took it to another level.
What's the highest number you how many Airbnbs do you have?
I'm at 40 now. 40 Airbnbs.
You have 40 Airbnbs, yeah. Bro?
With my property management company, we manage a total of 60 Airbnbs because I do have other clients that I manage the whole entire thing where they completely hands off, where I check the guest in, if somebody call in about the toilet 2 a.m., like we take care of that too. So, you know, but it's a team. It's not Zoe doing everything. It's a team behind it, you know. It's definitely a team.
I didn't understand, like, until this very moment, I didn't understand exactly what you had going on.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I was doing before I got on social media. A lot of people don't know. I haven't been on social media, like, last...
You just got on social media, maybe, bro. That's what I'm saying.
2 years ago.
That's crazy.
I've been making money on Airbnb, real estate, my clothing store. So I was like, I'm low-key life. I'm good. Like, go to the store. Nobody know who I am. I don't have to worry about nobody saying, hey, Zoe, can I take a picture? Like,
that's about to change. You understand that, right?
Right, I know. It's changed already now.
Yeah. Things are about to change right now, brother.
Right.
Yo, so 40 Airbnbs. And what is, like, the average that you expect from... Profit, is it 2,500 or
not? No more, because they all theme now, and that's why I encourage everyone to get a theme Airbnb because that's where the money is made at.
Explain this to me.
So basically, instead of a normal traditional Airbnb with a nice, cute setup, couch, tufted, whatever, I theme it out. Like some of my Airbnbs is like maybe all pink, Barbie style, pink bar stools, pink sofa. I maybe even paint the counters pink, the ceilings pink, chandeliers maybe pink or gold or whatever. And instead of a normal Airbnb, now I'm got a theme Airbnb. I'm not even focused on tourists booking my Airbnb. I have a lot of locals that will book it for content, video shoots, photo shoots, business meetings or whatever, because I have a theme Airbnb. And now they would pay me whatever I offer, you know, whatever I put it out there on the market, because nobody else has one like it on the market. You know, it's not too many. So the supply and demand is definitely crazy when it comes down to theme Airbnbs.
Goodness gracious. And so in a theme Airbnb, what do you expect to profit, take home?
If you manage it yourself, you can easily profit 10 grand a month. Easily. But the value you bring is definitely different. So, you know, of course, it's not going to be, you know, you can't expect, okay, I'm going to do a theme and have the same budget as someone that has a regular Airbnb. Your theme is, you know, you got to put more wow factors into your Airbnb.
So it costs more.
Yeah, because you're creating an experience now, you know. I changed out most of my light fixtures. I put unique beds in there, you know, unique sofas.
Hold on real quick. Because we're going to get some numbers out here. So you're going to probably about 10,000 times 40 because you got 40. I'll just put
it in. Oh, I'm counting your pockets, but I got to pay the staff. I got to keep it real. I got to pay the team, though. I got a team to pay. So, you know, got a team I have to take care of. My wife I got to take care of.
So we was at Gooch House, and you said you bought the Rolls Royce and the Lamborghini truck. And right. One of them you paid for cash.
Right.
Which one was it?
The Wraith, her Rolls Royce. I paid for cash.
And I was like, okay, now I want to sell dope like Zoe. Because I know, bro. I know this ain't no course money. You're selling crack cocaine. But I was like, yo, now I see you're brilliant, bro.
Oh, thank you, man.
You don't talk about it a lot.
Right.
You feel me? It's just a whole lot. You do a lot of lifestyle stuff, and this is I'm so glad we're having this conversation.
I appreciate it, man.
What was your first theme Airbnb? What made you come up with that?
It was a pink Barbie one. It was funny because my wife was in Houston. I would never forget the day. And it was something.
And lastly, are all your Airbnbs in Atlanta?
Yeah, all of them in Atlanta.
Okay, good.
All of them in Atlanta. You know, of course, I have students that have them all over the place, but. Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. My wife was in Houston. I got the idea from something. I was like, wow, we need to make something different. Just try it out. Like, I'm always whipped. Like, let's do something different the majority is not even doing. You know, not the mass is not even focusing on. Like, let's tap into something else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's test it out. Because Airbnb, you know, people don't take care of, the average person don't take care of it like it's theirs. So it's like a lot of people try to step.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Away from white furniture or pink, like colors. So my first one was like a hot pink sofa, hot pink, you know, painted. So I'm like, wow, what if somebody damaged this? And it was took off, skyrocketed, man. Like, it was a my Barbie one. I did pink sofa, pink everything. I went and painted the whole entire walls, pink bar stools. Me and my wife even set it up ourselves where we went in there and, you know, did a whole wall decor behind the beds, like spent hours. My wife and my son, we was on the whole Saturday, like Saturday and that Sunday, like nailing it, like getting a whole flower wall behind the bed decked out. And we was like, honestly, like I think we were like the first that really did a theme Airbnb, especially here in Atlanta. Like I never even seen, you probably seen different stuff on TV, but like to really take it to that level, we was like the first to do it years ago. And then.
Wow. Now, are most of your Airbnbs themed now?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even do an Airbnb unless it's themed now.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't even do them. Doesn't make any sense. To really do it right, honestly, at the least amount, at least maybe 15 grand
okay.
On the least amount. But I spent up to 25, 30K to do some Airbnbs. You know, like the more value.
Come back, though.
Yeah, to come back. Like you can get your money back in 5 or 6 months, especially if you run it on your own. I believe you can run, honestly, an Airbnb by yourself if you got only one. It's like, it's not crazy at all, you know. Everything is from your cell phone. So if you got time to scroll on your Instagram or Facebook account, you got time to talk to guests when they message me.
So when you say Airbnb friendly property, right. You said something about that. What
right.
does that mean?
Right. So this is what I had to come into because I've been doing this business for a long time. A lot of people get in and say, hey, I'm going to set an Airbnb up. It's easy. But the thing about it is a lot of these apartment complexes and communities don't allow Airbnb because some of these neighbors are looking for certain qualities.
Right.
So they don't want different neighbors coming in and out or certain people making too much noise throughout the night. So what I do is I go in and I put the footwork in. I got a team, too, that would find Airbnb-friendly properties so that we are looking for certain properties in a good location, but still the tenants is not going back and telling the leasing office, like, hey, they Airbnb. And pretty much I aim more towards, like, a younger crowd for the most part because young people are just minding their business for the most part. They don't care what the neighbors are doing or different guests. They just, like, minding their business.
Right.
You know, but it takes a lot of legwork and time to really scout out, you know, go do tours and see what type of tenants actually stay there.
Mm.
And another thing I came to conclusion with is that you can find Airbnb-friendly properties. Like, okay, if you are in a good location and you're looking at a property right here, and to say this two-bedroom may cost $3,200 a month, and this other two-bedroom is $1,600 a month, you know that the $3,200 a month, most of those residents are looking for certain standards. So they don't want Airbnb. They don't want different guests. They're looking for certain qualities because they are paying top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
With this other one across the street, it may not look nice. It may not be the high rise with the floor to ceiling windows and all the fancy amenities, the doorman. But guess what? It may be Airbnb friendly now because the neighbors that standing there is not looking for a certain quality, you know?
Yes.
Right.
Got it. Because that's always been my major concern with Airbnb.
Right.
Like, because it seems like no property managers.
Right. Want that. You go in, you call, do y'all accept Airbnb? No. You call Airbnb? Yeah. No. You're getting a lot of no's. You're like, wow, nobody accepted. You know, but the thing about it is, even these Airbnb friendly ones, you just can't call and say, hey, can I have an Airbnb? Because typically they don't know what type of host you are. They don't know, do you not run your business right? So they're going to say completely no. But, you know, if it's Airbnb friendly and you know how to approach it, you know, and know how to run your business right, it can make you a lot of money. You don't have to worry about taking down your calendar, the leasing office calling you, yelling at you, you know.
Yeah.
All the nightmares.
Have you ever been kicked out of a unit?
Not kicked out, but I actually had to part ways because before I knew what Airbnb friendly was and know how to really know what to look for, I came across a unit in Buckhead. And it wasn't a high rise, but it was nice. But it wasn't, the tenants there wasn't Airbnb friendly. I didn't never know what to look for and what not to look for. But I had to part ways. Like they, you know, gave me a 30-day notice. You can leave, get your deposit back. You don't have to paint anything. And we're not going to evict you. You can just leave. And then that's what I did. Instead of, you know, them calling me, I have to take it up. I had to sneak and try to do it. I got tired of those games because you're not going to make money when you got to take it up and down, you know?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yo, so this is one thing. And I was actually talking to my man Kimoy, and nobody I know that does Airbnbs actually buys the property.
Right.
And I'm still struggling with this.
Right. So the
still key, having a problem with that.
Right. So the thing is with that, that's the next strategy that we have to hit on. Like, it has to be an exit strategy. Like, it's like cities like LA and I believe Virginia, so certain cities, certain states and cities, they have different laws where you have to be the owner now. Like they trying to regulate it. You know, it's too many too many people get into it now. So they want to regulate it and kind of put a stop, you know, the wealthy trying to control the money. So it's like, oh, you got to own it to do it.
Right.
So that's why I tell people, like, you know, if you don't own it, you can really get your return back in 4 to 5 months, 6 months for sure. You can have your return back for sure if you manage it right. And now you can take that money that you made, get another unit, or be preparing yourself to take the profits to start buying a unit. And now you own a unit now. You don't have that issue no more with, you know, do you have to own it or not?
But, I mean, you can buy an investment property and rent it out to somebody.
Right,
what's the regulation?
Right. The only regulation is when you're buying it, you definitely want to make sure that it's not an HOA community. Because even though you may own it, the HOA has guidelines you have to go by. And the guidelines may not be, you know, Airbnb, or it may not be, you can't have Section 8. You know, they have different guidelines because they want to keep that community to a certain standard level.
Got it. Right. Got it. So you haven't bought any properties for Airbnb?
Not for Airbnb. But I'm in the middle of closing on a property in Miami. And I'm going to make that an Airbnb.
Really?
Know? Right.
Where's it at?
It's in Boca Raton.
Is that by the beach?
Not too far. Maybe about a 25 minute drive.
Give me some numbers. You're buying that one.
Buying that property. $2 million property. You know, put 15% down.
Y'all living in it?
No. I mean, we're going to stay there when we go there so we don't have to pay for a hotel. But when we're not there, we're going to put on Airbnb to generate money. So, you know, 30-year mortgage.
I want to sell dope like Zoe. Sarah. So $2 million property y'all closing on.
Right. So the mortgage is going to be around 12 grand, a little bit less. You know, we can put on Airbnb, nice modern home, 5 bedrooms. We can put on Airbnb easily, 5 grand a night. Mm-hmm. So 3 nights would cover, our mortgage and, you know, other expenses like utilities.
Did you have to put the whole 20% down?
No, 15%.
15%.
Yeah, 15% down.
What's that? 200, 400, it's about 500,000. More than that. 15%? 15, 300?
No,
oh, yeah,
less.
About 300,000.
Yeah, a little bit less than 500. We had to put 500. Yeah, a little bit
gotcha,
less.
Gotcha. So, all right, you put 300 down. The number one reason is to have a place in Miami, or the number one reason is to do it as a business?
Both. We like Miami. It makes sense to, you know, we can make money there.
Yeah.
The W Hotel on South Beach, when I looked last week, they charging for one bedroom $2,200 a night, and they are booked. You know, people are paying that price. So if I have a mansion, and I've seen the numbers with other mansions, you can easily 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, especially when I go in there and put the decor in it, you know, and
one
decorate
day.
It. Right, one night, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, if your mortgage is 12,000, I mean...
Right, because you got to think about it. It's realistically, because if you got 5 bedrooms, you have 5 buddies, y'all can say, hey, we can get this nice mansion for $1,000. You know, everybody have their own room. Be in the same place. We know we're going to have to worry about checking in with a front guest.
Would you get a mansion in Atlanta?
Yeah, of course I would. Of course. I would. For sure.
So, but are you going to?
Yeah,
or
of
no?
course I'm going to, for sure.
Oh, because y'all building a house now too, right?
Yeah, we're
building
a house now. Yeah.
So in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, right.
And it ain't no little house, I know.
Right.
What?
it's not big. I don't need a big home, honestly. I mean, I don't need like 12,000 square feet or anything, like 10,000. Like, I'm
it's plush.
I just want a nice house. I don't want something big just to say I got a big house. You know, I just want a nice house, you know.
That is crazy, though.
Right. The house we even got to live in now, like 5 or 6 bedrooms, we don't even sleep in, we don't even go to the other 3 rooms. Like, we basically living room. If that, but mainly the bedroom or the kitchen, you know, that's it.
Right. I ain't mad at that. All right. Golly. What's your retirement strategy? I just want to know that.
Just continue to build wealth. Like, I honestly can retire now. Like, before I even got on Instagram, like, that's why I was so off of Instagram, because I was like, I could really retire with my rental properties. Like, I got rental properties bringing me money every month, so I can even, like, sell my store, you know, let my family run it, and just be okay with the rental property and live off of that. Like, honestly, like, that was my thing. Like, when I started entrepreneurship,
right,
is to work hard while I'm young. So when I get 30, 40, retire. You know, I don't want to be working.
30, 40, you know, still young, though. Don't do me right. Like that. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35, right, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, so I'm 36.
Right.
So the idea was yo, I'm just going to chill, but right. this is fun. You like the game.
Right, right. I like the game. And also, I love, like, teaching our people about wealth and teaching them how to build wealth and passive income. Because I feel like if I'm just retiring and chilling, like, if everybody else is out there still working hard, it's no good. Like, like I really want to build our people up to, like, you don't have to work that hard if you don't want to. You can have your money working hard for you.
Yeah.
And if you want to work, that's going to be your decision. Like, not like you have to work,
right.
you know?
Give me an example of, like, some of your students.
Right.
Because you are obviously just a brilliant, very savvy businessman. But give me an example of a student that came in. Maybe they spent, you know, they invested their last $500 or something that somebody that didn't know anything about it. Because right. that's where I'm coming from. Because I don't know nothing about Airbnb.
Right.
I'm afraid they're going to kick me out. And I'm afraid that I'm going to come across the wrong guest or whatever. So give me an example of that. You have any success
stories? Yeah, of course. So basically, as far as the kicking out part, once you join my masterclass, I also have a private list that I have offered for my students that has Airbnb friendly properties. So you don't have to even put the legwork in.
Send me the link, bro.
I got you. I seen
no,
the link.
No, right? Do you have your phone on you?
My son got the phone on.
Can you just text me and join?
Yeah, oh, it's for sure.
Okay.
So I send that to you. So I.
That's crazy. Y'all don't want. That's.
Yeah. So my thing is, I like to make it easier for my students, make it easier for, you know, everybody I work with, so it could be a smooth process. They happy, I'm happy, we all happy, you know. But I have students that get in, they'll get the 101 or they'll get the master class, go in, set up a unit. They have all the resources. They got the private group or they got the 101 with me. So if they need any questions, I'm always there. And
give me a name. I want to, like, Sam, a real life example.
Sam, one of my latest students, Sam,
Tell me their story. I want to know the journey.
Yeah, from New York, aspiring, you know, working 9 to 5. He's a young guy, too. I think he's about 22, I believe. But him and his partner came to me. They was kind of not skeptical, but they was kind of like, hey, we bought courses before. We don't know if it worked, but I really believe in you. I really see what you're doing. I see you really out here with the Airbnb, and we really want to move forward. So, you know, they was kind of skeptical, but I broke it down as like...
About the 500.
They paid for the 101, honestly.
What's the 101? How much is that?
I was going to say that price because I might end that. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. But they pay for the 101.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, so I walk them through A to Z, coaching them. They still hands-on with it, too. Like, I'm still helping them find an Airbnb-friendly unit, helping them stage it, helping them set it up, telling them what to do, what not to do as far as running the business. Mm-hmm. And so they can be successful. Like, I coach them, like, 2 weeks after, you know, get them comfortable with the app, get them comfortable with, you know, with the phone, making money, you know, with the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And now... turn around and want 2 or 3 more units because they see the money coming in. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Give me another one. Give me one that just bought just the course.
I got you. So somebody who just bought the course, I got plenty of those, honestly, man. I got plenty of those.
Give me one. Give me an example.
But they just bought the course. I got somebody named Davion in my course, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. He just bought the course and he's already got his Airbnb up less than a month, you know? Less than a month. But when they do it, so I'll be honest, sometimes it don't be themed. But I don't knock them if they don't have the budget to do the theme. I say, you know, start off with the basic Airbnb if that's your budget, and then just work your way on up to a theme unit. Because the goal is to have a theme. Because I'm always thinking about the worst case scenario. Like, if Airbnb ever crashed, I can still put my theme units on PeerSpace, make $400, $500 a day renting out for photo shoots, you know, charging $150 to $200 an hour, to 3-hour minimum or 2-hour minimum. And still make $400 to $500 a day, even if Airbnb crashed and if nobody don't want to, you know, that they can't book, you know?
I didn't even think about that. Right? I didn't even think about, like, Pierce Fit. You don't go half? You don't go half on Airbnb?
And one thing I love about Pierce Space and Airbnb, because a lot of people ask, like, they first getting in, like, hey, do I need to run ads for my Airbnb or my Pierce Space? Do I need to market it? Like, that's one thing I love because... you don't have to do any of those things. Like, Airbnb takes care of the ads. I mean, the ads, or they take care of the marketing. They make sure customers will find you, you know? You want to make sure your photos is good, your photography is good, of course. But, you know, you don't have to market, do no marketing budget, run no ads.
Wow. You're going to help me, right?
Right, of course.
Like?
Of course. This is what I love to do. This is what I really love to do.
Like, today or tomorrow?
Though. Right now.
Okay, all right, bet. My wife actually wanted to get into Airbnb. But I'm so analytical. It's like so many, like I be having so many questions and fears that only exist in my head that I created. I'm afraid of something that I haven't even tried yet, which is
I know Airbnb, right?
Yeah, I was going
to
get it.
Right. You have to get it, man. You have to. Sure, like, it's so much money. And one thing, when you don't, and one thing I tell people, honestly, when you don't own it, if you have to move another year, 2 years, think about it. Your main investment is inside of the decor, the furniture, the beds. So all you got to do is just move, and you don't have to spend not too much money. Just pay the movers a couple hundred dollars. Get some painters if you need painters, a couple hundred dollars. And now, you know, your Airbnb business is back. You know, you didn't have to go buy another Airbnb typically, you know.
How fast did you scale up to 40? Like, what was the process to getting to 40? Were you buying, like, blocks of Airbnbs, or were you just one at a time, piece by piece?
Not really. I started doing one at a time. Then I started doing two at a time, three and four, because once you get the system down packed, and when I started doing it, when I tapped in with my credit, I was really scaling higher.
What you mean?
Because I was first start off with Airbnb with my cash. Mm. And then I started getting these offers in the mail. And it was the same time when I was building up my credit. It was offers in the mail saying, hey, 0% APR for 18 months. Apply for this credit card. You know, us typically, we're throwing away. Like, we're not getting...
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet, because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast, or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members, where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners, and only 20 listeners, who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
No credit card, throw them in the trash can. So I was like, wow, like, I could take this money and invest it, 0% APR. I know from what I know, I can get my money back from Airbnb in 4 to 6 months. You know, pay off the credit card, and now I got a free Airbnb with no interest. Like, so basically, I just put a little work in, design it, stage it, And now I got an Airbnb off the bank money, off the OPM. So when I started doing that, I started scaling quicker. Because I noticed, like, when you're using the bank money and you know what to do and you got the education, it's like you're not gonna be afraid versus using your own money, because the risk is not much higher versus somebody using their money. It's like that may be their last.
I got you. I got you. But you were using a credit card for the internal staging, not the actual
everything. For the money orders, for the rent, for the deposit.
How do you hold on? Money orders.
I know a place I can go at right now. It's not too many places. I know one spot, my hometown. I can go get a money order. And I was going back and forth saying
on a credit card.
Yeah, in a credit card, of course. Credit card. It's places here, places all over you can't, but I know one place you can. And I tapped in on that place and I was like, wow, I can use my credit card here. Western Union money order. You know, I'm probably not supposed to say that on camera though, but I was getting a money order.
They're gonna shut that down.
Yeah, right. Anybody don't know what the place is, unless they probably look my name up and say, dang, so doing this. But I ran it up so much where I accumulated so many points just off of paying my rent. Like paying my rent from getting money orders. And, you know, because I got to get a money order every month. You know, going back and forth, seeing my son in Carolina, you know, and I know this place that I was able to use my credit card and get a money order. I'm like, this makes a lot of sense.
Dang. All right. So tell me about the system that needs to be in place. Because right now, I'm still thinking in my head, I get an Airbnb, somebody books it, I reply to them, they check in, you tell them where the key is hidden or whatever you got to do. And then you manage that, right?
Right.
Tell me about the system behind that drives 40, because I'm sure you're not paying 40 rents every month, you yourself.
Right. So basically the system is, what you mean, as far as the setting up the Airbnb itself?
To where you can run it like a business and not be running around to every single Airbnb putting out every single fire.
Right, right. So I definitely, the system, I definitely have a house manager. So you can either have a house manager, you can have a VA, a virtual assistant, or you can either do it yourself. One or two units, you honestly can manage it yourself if you have a little time on your hands each day. And also a cleaner staff. That's very, very important. You know, one unit, you really don't need a maintenance guy, but it's good to have a handyman on the side, because you just never know if the apartment complex can't come right away or whatever. So, you know, of course, have a maintenance guy, which you can find at Home Depot, the Lowe's. That's their favorite hangout spot. You know, just go and say, hey, can I have your number? You're a handyman, especially if they're on that side of town where your Airbnb is. Mm. And, you know, have all those people in place. So your house manager would make sure that the guest is, they reply to all the guests when they book, when they check out, they are handling the back end stuff, you know, making sure that the guest is okay, they check in okay. And your cleaning staff will be there every single day when somebody checks out that morning.
Right.
And to make sure that they're cleaning it. And the whole process is basically automatic, you know, automation, I mean. So basically, you know, we have keyless locks on all of our Airbnbs, so we don't have to worry about the guests losing the key or the handyman can't get in or the cleaners can't get in because of the key issues. They can just go right in and, you know, take care. And we can change it from our phone, change the password, you know.
Gotcha. So tell me about Airbnb through the pandemic, though, bro.
It was lovely.
Was it?
I mean, for us, because we had theme units. Like honestly, and that's why I really go hard at theme now, because a lot of my other buddies on Instagram that have Airbnbs, they was getting cancellations left to right because, you know, even if you had a strict cancellation policy on Airbnb, they was, because of COVID, they was letting anybody cancel. And there was so many cancellations back to back because people wasn't traveling. But with me, I was still getting a lot of bookings, even though I had a few cancellations. I was still getting a lot of bookings from people from Macon, Decatur, Kennesaw, because a lot of them didn't want to stay, you know, they didn't want to stay at their house looking at the same wall every single day. Mm-hmm. They wanted a different scenery, you know, because I figured out, because when I went to go drop one client a bottle of wine because they extended their stay and I had to go give them a parking pass or whatever, you know, to ask them, like, you know, y'all stay near here, right? They was like, yeah, but we got tired of staying at the house, you know, me and my wife. Damn. You know, we love this spot. We want to stay another night. So I was like, wow.
Because it's a theme.
It's a theme. So if I had a regular Airbnb, they would have just stayed at their house, because they're like, why we stay here if we're going to somewhere that looked like our house, like look like our home and look basically normal, you know? So that really pushed me to always preach about having theme, because now the locals still going to book. They still want to shoot content. I was having people doing photo shoots during the pandemic. They were still coming out doing content and videos because of the theme unit. Like, it's like, wow, this is the way. I'm sticking to nothing but theme now, you know? Right?
Dang, this is crazy. You answered a lot of questions that I had. I answered a lot of my fears about about Airbnb. Oh, let me ask you this too. When you go to Home Depot and you see like the workers out there.
I need to say.
Okay. How do you know who's good at whatever? Like, how do you know? Because you'd be like, yo, can you hang sheetrock? Yes.
Honestly, you really don't know. It's really like a test. So it was like, well, I realized a lot of them guys would kind of tell you like, oh, he's the painter. Oh, he's this. Like,
oh, I see.
You know, so you don't go after the first one you see. Even though a lot of them maybe crowd around your car sometimes, a lot. Like, hey, I want to get me. You know, if it's a, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you are picking somebody who actually does that, a painter. So from my experience, a lot of them, they would tell me like, oh, he's the painter. Like, he's the best. Like, he, like.
I see.
So okay. I'm not really looking for a bargain deal. I'm looking for somebody who can do it, do the job more, you know, make have it looking good, right?
Gotcha.
Instead of a bargain price, because everything cheap is not good.
For sure. Give me some secrets in your course that is in your course. I just like you just give it to us right here. Just give me secrets. Something. Like, give me a tip that somebody even they might be in
oh,
there.
Oh, I got a good tip.
Yeah, give me one.
Okay. So another tip, what I learned is people love beds, but you know, a lot of people would get a 2-bedroom apartment and would only put 2 beds in there, like 1 bed, one room, or maybe 1 bed in another room, or maybe 2 beds in this room. What I do is a 2-bedroom apartment, I put 8 beds in there. And now that I got 8 beds, I'm able to charge a higher price because instead of people getting 2 or 3 hotel rooms.
Bro, how you put 8 beds in a 2-bedroom apartment?
I would put 1 queen bed in one room. I would put 3 twin beds in another room. That's 4 beds. And I also would order 4 pull-out beds and have those in the closet. Maybe 2 in this room, maybe 2 in this room. So maybe they can take the pull-out beds and put them in the living room. They can put them in the bedroom. So on my listing, I have 8 beds. Now I can charge a higher premium price because instead of people getting 2 Airbnbs or 2 or 3 hotel rooms, they can just pay for this for $500 a night. And now they're running the same room.
Bro, you're brilliant. Yo, no, it's striking a chord with me because I was looking at an Airbnb last night. I just actually booked one for California and I got to get one with, it's a lot of us going out there and I'm filtering it by how many beds, not even necessarily the bedrooms.
All right, the beds.
But how many beds. And the pool of Airbnbs gets a lot smaller and the prices are higher.
Right.
But what am I going to do? I got to
pay
it.
You got to pay it because you got to sleep, right? Exactly.
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
You know what? I should have called one of the ones with like a 4-bedroom and be like, yo, can you put some extra beds in that joint? Let me get that price.
Right. But a lot of people don't think when they stay in, they just think, oh, it's a nice Airbnb. Let me get it up and running. But I'm like,
that's so
people
bar.
Count beds. Because I count beds too. When I'm going to Vegas, my son, like, we want to stay up under the same roof. We don't want to get 2 Airbnbs. We want to be up under the same roof. So easy that, you know, we all together, you know?
That's a bar, bro. Yeah. That is a gym. You're brilliant, man.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. You are brilliant. So before I get your course, what does it come with?
So it comes with...
I know the program, the actual...
Yeah, so it's a 4-week course, but you could take it in like a day or two. It depends on if you want to spend a whole day or 2 days taking the course.
Gotcha.
And you also get the private mentorship group in there. So after you take the course...
Oh, and included already.
Yes, yeah, included in there. Gotcha. So you got other experts in there. You got support. So if you get lost, you're confused. If you're looking at furniture, you're kind of deciding about what colors, like you have help from the group.
Really?
Of course. Like I want people to win. That's my thing. Like it's enough money for all of us.
$500?
$500. There's no way you can.
One time,
that's it. That's it. That's it. The goal is for all of us to be wealthy though, you know? So it's like, it has to be affordable. You know, it has to be affordable for the average person can afford it. You know, even though I can, I don't want to have these crazy courses. You know, of course, I'm eventually have, you know, I got the 30,000 I do everything for you.
Yeah, because you
got
to do
it. But I want to make it reasonable. Just in case you got some credit, you got a few dollars. Okay, let's get your Airbnb, you know?
Dang, what theme does the best for you?
They all rotate, honestly.
Give my pink ones
to do good all the time. All right. Pink does good. Gold, my gold ones do good. Anything different, you know, my colorful ones do good.
Can I see some? Oh, it's on your phone.
I got my phone.
Yo, just
right.
Stop the recording. This will be out in a little bit. Okay? I want to see it, bro. I want to see it. They can't hear us anyway, really, on the IG. I want to see some of the things.
Are we on IG
bro.
Live?
Yeah, oh, they can't.
I got this. Cool. Somebody about to go get
Airbnb
now.
How many people was on there? A few, right? Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, they can't hear that. All right, let me see. I want to see some of your themes.
I got
so that. You do like pinks, golds.
Yeah, I do it all. Like even colors like rainbow colors like this. Like I get funky with. I'm gonna show you some ones I just recently did.
Do you do any kids themes?
Oh yeah, of course. Like
you got
unicorn.
A kid theme?
I got a cloud one. I'm gonna show you. Yeah.
I can't. I'm excited to actually do it. Yo, we need to just.
I want to sign up for at least.
All right, actually,
like this,
any,
right?
Any questions that y'all. Golly, that's lit.
Yeah.
Yo, that's hard.
Turquoise and pink. And I put like clouds coming down from the ceiling. Yeah. Yeah, with the LED lights. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yo, this is hard, bro.
So I decorate like all of it. I got to come up with the design, decorate everything. This is what I really love to do though. Like really like interior decorating. Like I'm the decorator with me and my wife, like
this
out of the family.
Stupid, bro. This show, I want to show it to y'all, but I want them to show me something else. What else you got? I'm being mad selfish. I haven't shown it to you in a little bit.
This right here.
Yo, these joints is so
cool. So I go in there
cool.
and have fun with a lot of them. Like, I go in there and just have fun. I paint. I just really just let's.
Do you actually paint yourself?
No, I don't paint myself. No, I'm not a painter.
what is that on the back? It's a Louis Vuitton
grass wall. It's cut out.
He got grass Louis logos on it. This is
yeah, the Louis Vuitton
nuts,
symbol's cut
bro.
Out. Yeah,
this is nuts. What kind of step up bed is that? What is that?
It's a tufted bed that's wrapped around tufted.
Tufted bed?
Yeah, so many people ask, where did I get that bed?
No. I'm still enjoying this. This is hard, bro. Okay, can you go back to the bed?
I got a crazy one I'm working on now. I can't show you, but I got a crazy one.
You can't show
for
me?
For one of our buddies that I'm working on.
Why can't you show me?
I'm going to show you, but no.
Oh, you want to show me? I won't show them.
Yeah,
I'm
you.
Already being subtle. I'm not showing them. Let me see.
This is my first theme one right here. My first theme one. This is what really set it up. Theme unit off years ago.
Yeah, so?
Right. I have so many celebrities that reached out because they want to do a photo shoot. You know, Missy was in there. So many people. I don't want to drop names, though. Mm-mm. Monica, you can see in that picture, she was in there before the Javante
Where?
Davis fight.
Oh.
She was in there. She.
This is... Yo, right. I wish y'all could see what I see. Is this in the course? You got the picture? Oh, that's Monica.
Right.
Wow. Golly. All right, give me one more. Show you one
I
more.
Got you.
Show you one more. Show you one more. I see now why the theme joint, because you obviously
theme
can
one.
Just charge premium.
You can charge premium. And your rent, you think about it, a lot of people try to go to the, a lot of people just want to focus on like the one they personal feelings involved, like, oh, I want the high rise. I want the floor to the windows because they like, oh, I like this. Mm. But when you think for a business aspect, it's not good because it's not Airbnb friendly. And also you paying a top dollar price. So with these, it's like, I'm not even in a high rise. So I'm paying like half the price of somebody in the high rise paying. But I'm able to put the value inside the theme, inside of the home and really generate more money than somebody in a high rise that's paying more for their rent.
Dude, what you doing tonight? Can we go to dinner?
Yeah,
hold on. Saying, are you
yeah.
free tonight?
I think I'm free. Yeah, y'all free.
Hold on,
I think
I'm
so.
About to call my wife.
In fact,
okay.
No, we got a spa thing at 7.
Y'all got what?
I made a spa reservation for my wife at 7.
After
so maybe
that,
after
that. After
that
or
after
before that.
That.
I'm hold on, because I'm calling
yeah,
my wife right
maybe,
now.
Oh yeah, we can do before.
I'm calling her right now because right. she want to do.
Let's do it. This is another one I did. We're gonna go.
Yo, Dre, what you doing tonight? This is impressive. Yeah, I'm on a Social Proof podcast.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
God, how'd you do the wall like that? Yo, I'm on the podcast with Zoe. These are the most beautiful Airbnbs I've ever seen in my entire life. And we need to go to dinner tonight. You seen them? Zoe's. Oh, that's the three beds.
Yeah, the three beds.
Yo, is this the one you said don't show nobody?
You can show.
Okay. Them, all right. Yo, we going to dinner tonight or this afternoon or something. Cause he already told me he's gonna help us. All right, you free? Yeah, we on the podcast right now, actually. So they're listening to me talk to you. That's right. So Jovan said, what's up? Yo, so she said, hey. So I'm about to find out what time he's free and we going to. I can't do it tomorrow. No, I can't do it. Maybe tomorrow. What you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We can do it tomorrow.
We can do it tomorrow, like afternoon?
That's cool. Either late
tonight or tomorrow. We're gonna figure it out. Jovan, right. Dre, I gotta work. I'm gonna call you back. Why you calling me? I know. I will call you back. I love you. Bye. Hard, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I don't know if I've ever been this excited about it.
Like, I'm always trying to beat my old self, too. Like, I'm like, okay, I got to do something better than I did before. Like, what can I do more, you know?
So do you give, in the mastermind stuff like that, do you give ideas and do you give concepts or do you show people what you're working on in the mastermind?
I may walk through like steps of like me setting it up. I got videos in there walking through the steps of me picking out the paint. Picking out the paint, setting up an Airbnb unit, you know.
Dang. I'm ready, yo.
I'm ready for you too. I want to see a social proof Airbnb.
I'm so ready.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
What?
Right.
Okay, just give me your vision. Give me your vision. Give me a vision. Just off the top of your head. Like, give me an idea. Like, what do you think? What are you thinking? Give me a vision, bro.
I can't tell you, man. And my vision is, it's really private, man. It's like,
I feel you.
Like, I get in my zone and I like zone out. And then, yeah.
You have one or you got to like kind of cook it up?
I cook it up. I don't have one off the top of the head, but once I cook it up, get in my zone. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Why am I so excited? Don't look giddy right now.
But I know you personally, but as far as your social proof brand, I have to really go through your site, go through your Instagram. Like, I really want to do it around that. Like, you know, like I know who you are personally. Like, you know, I've been rocking with you for years, brand, I really want to find out more. Like, okay, we need to do this.
I am hyped, bro.
We need to have a microphone drop it down from the sky.
Let's go! That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yo, and I need your assistance too. I'm doing, oh crap, this is going to be dope. So I'm building out a podcasting studio around the corner.
Right.
And I got three rooms.
Right.
And I would definitely love your help with like setting up the room. Because I don't know what it's going to be like three different themes that people can like record on.
Right.
But I want people to be able to kind of customize their own same room, same dope theme, but making small changes to be their own podcast.
Right, right. Of course. So yeah, we can make that happen for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're my favorite person, bro. I don't know why it took so long to get you on the podcast. Probably because I thought you sold dope one of them. I had no idea.
Hey, that's crazy. Sit down. That's crazy you said that, man. Before I was on social media, a lot of people used to see me pull up in nice cars. Like, I used to go mentor the little kids at church. They was like, we never knew what he did. We just thought, we thought you was a drug dealer.
100%.
Because I dressed like them, then they see me in these cars. They look like,
yes, know. The t-shirt with the tux jacket, that right. is a drug dealer outfit right there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
Very Frank Lucas.
Right.
All right, yo, let's... Any questions? Let's jump into some questions, man. Because I don't want to be. Oh no, we'll save that for Patreon. Y'all got just formulate, get some questions that you might have for your Airbnb for Zoe, and we'll answer that in the Patreon. Because after this, we'll do like a kind of like a quick little session,
right,
with the stuff behind the scenes,
right,
for my Patreon friends. All right, so thank you, man.
You're welcome, man. Appreciate it for having me on here.
This was hard, bro.
Oh, thank you.
This was amazing. But y'all didn't even catch the visuals. Y'all really need to see the visuals.
I got a few on my Instagram.
Them joints is not. What's your IG?
Mr. Zoe the Goat, MRZO. Mr. Zoe, then duh, THE, Mr. Zoe the Goat.
So real quick, what's the, so you set up here you go.
Come on, man. From the side over there.
There's, a special site. So my social proofers, I don't know what we can do for them. I don't know. What's the website? Social Proof.
Socialproofbnb.com.
Socialproofbnb.com. Do you have any like a PDF or something that we can get to people? I don't know. I'd like our people to have some sort of benefit over the rest of the world.
Right. We can make something happen for sure.
So just go to socialproofbnb.com. Right. We're going to do something for you.
Right. Do something for them for sure.
This is lit. This is, oh, okay. I can't do a lower price than $500, bro.
We're going to do something for him, though.
Yeah, we'll do something for him. Okay.
We're going to do something for him.
I'm so excited.
We got to, man. They're your people. We got to do something. We need more people with Airbnbs. Like, you know how many people call me every week, and I'm booked already for the weekend? And I always tell myself, if I had more Airbnbs, I'd be making more money. So that's why I'm always, you know, trying to build for myself, but also trying to build for others, too, because people put me like, hey, Zoe, I need you. Do this, do that. And I was like, crazy busy. But it's like the demand is so crazy. Like, all of us can have 40 Airbnbs a piece in here and still be booked. Like, people need a place to stay. That's like, exactly. These days, you know, you can have the Uber, the Lyft. You can get around without having a car, you know. But you need a place to stay, roof over your head, you know.
That's a fact. Socialproofbnb.com. Go to socialproofbnb.com. Got something very special for you. You got to get this course. Yo, even if you're like just curious about another way of making money, or you want to, if they have a space already, like say there's like a 3-bedroom apartment or something like that, can they use some of your strategies to rent out their own
house? Yeah, so that's good. So I know like people moving in and they really just grinding it out in Atlanta, like, okay, I'm jumping out on entrepreneur and I'm just trying to figure it out. I tell people, if you want to live rent-free, get a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom apartment, rent the other two rooms out, put on Airbnb, and that pay for your rent and put some more money in your pocket. So really, you live in rent-free.
Ooh.
You know, even on a normal Airbnb, you know?
You know what's crazy, bro? The first Airbnb I ever rented, I went to Miami. And the guy lived there. He was like on the couch. I thought that joint was
LA too.
I thought that joint was super strange. He let us in. Oh, man, had his shirt off. It was crazy. I got there. I'm like, what's up, man? He said, yeah. He was like, yo, that's your room. Because it was a one bedroom.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, that's your room. Just go in there. I'll be on the couch. I'll be going early in the morning. Because I think he worked early in the morning. He said, I'll be going by the time you wake up. You just do your thing or whatever. And I was like, all right. But I paid the money and it was all good. And he wasn't there when I woke up. And we missed each other. I think that next night he said he was like staying at his girlfriend's house. He was super cool. But he lived there. That was his place. Right. It wasn't like a rental where I had my own. And I was 100% okay with it because he was super cool.
Yeah. So you can do that. It's boats on Airbnb. You can rent out your boat. Well, you don't even have to move your boat. They just stay there overnight. It's a treehouse here in Atlanta that's getting booked heavy. Somebody booking a treehouse for Airbnb, you know?
A treehouse?
Yeah, you can put a treehouse on there. Yes. You can put a treehouse on there.
A tree house?
Right.
Y'all saw it?
Yeah. Right. It's booked. Like, it's booked because crazy, crazy. Right.
People want different stuff.
Right.
You got to bring your joint down, bro. So, I'm sorry. Say it again.
No, I was saying, like, people want things, like, different for, like, me. Like, when I want to write, I want to get away from my house, my environment, and just go. Like, there's an Airbnb in East Point. Has, like, real greenery scene. It's, like, real trend. What's the trend?
Probably Zoe joint, too.
It might be.
Probably
Zoe joint. Yeah, spot East Point.
Now I got a spot at East Point. Okay.
But, yeah, like, because my homegirl, she rents Airbnb. Like, she lives in Atlanta, but she'll rent an Airbnb to go do, like, modules and stuff to go record and stuff or take photos and everything. Wow. Yeah, so like the stuff he's talking about, that's what I know people are actually doing that stuff. And me and my sister actually about to start an Airbnb. She actually just signed the lease yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it going to be theme?
Yeah, she's going to do a pink theme. I just actually just texted her your IG.
Y'all stealing so I did.
Nah, it's so much money because my pink is booked. So it's like.
Yeah. Because we're across the street from Perimeter Mall.
Mm.
So it's like, it's a perfect location to do it because the mall's there. It's close to Atlanta. It's close to the airport. Like, why not?
Right.
Social Proof B&B, man. Get the course. Is it? Okay, yeah. Social Proof B&B. Make sure y'all get that. I'm really excited about this thing. So I appreciate you, my brother. I got to do a quick commercial, and I'm going to ask you one more question. I need you to close this out with something profound, something proficient, okay?
So I got you.
A few seconds to think about it. Look, man, do me a favor. Do you a favor, man. This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com. It is the only organization that gathers every single day to teach entrepreneurs how to grow. Yo, can you come on The Morning Meetup?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be dope.
You my guy, man. Anything you want me to do, I'm there, man.
My brother, I appreciate it. So we actually get together every morning,
right.
Monday through Friday. Right. It's a group of us, and lately it's been like over 400 people that have been on the call every single morning to learn entrepreneurship. And right. We got a book club. So we're all reading the same book, same chapters every single day. And we're all growing together, man. You should see like how people's businesses are growing simply by being in the environment. And I'm on there pretty much every single day. Only time I wasn't on there was for my anniversary.
Right.
But next anniversary, I'm going to be on that joint. I don't care. I ain't scared of my wife, bro. Especially if we got like 20 Airbnbs.
Right.
What's she going to say?
Right.
You feel me? So go to themorningmeetup.com, be a part of the family. And you could try it out. They can try it out for $1.
Oh, wow.
It's just $1 for 7 days. If they like it, they can stay at $79 a month. If they don't, they can just leave. There's no obligation. It's all good. But I promise you're going to find value in The Morning Meetup. Also, the Content Creation Bootcamp, Creators Bootcamp, and we're teaching people how to be content creators and how to sell their products, their services, how to sell their brand by creating content awareness that allows people to spend money, which you turn all the way up by creating content. Am I right?
Right.
I don't think people understand. So a while you were doing good before you really got on social media.
Right.
But I'm sure you something extra income by creating content.
Right, of course.
That's what I'll be trying to tell them. Are y'all coming to the boot camp? Y'all coming to the boot camp?
Make sure y'all be there. Right.
It's going to be lit.
Content is the king. Content
king,
is the key.
King, bro.
Content.
It's king.
Right.
You just don't understand. So we got Content Creation Bootcamp coming up. Go to creatorsbootcamp.com. Secure your seat if it's not sold out by the time you're listening to this. Okay? So, Zoe, I got a question for you. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? Because I want to be able to watch this interview in 5 to 10 years and say, yo, Zoe said he was going to do that. And look, he did it.
Having Airbnbs across the world and also helping others do the same, have Airbnbs all over the place,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they own or that they just control the system to generate passive income.
Mm-hmm. Is the next step for you buying Airbnbs, buying the buildings?
Yeah, that's the next step, of course. And then teaching others how to do the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, with the strategies.
I feel like I can get a little mansion or something, bro.
Well, of course. You can even go get a quadruplex and Airbnb all 4 different ones and make them different, unique, you know? And put a 20%, 10%, get an FHA loan, you VA loan, put less than that down, you know?
You talking spicy, Zoe. You talking spicy this evening, brother. Golly. Get a quadruplex or a triplex or something.
Right.
And theme all of them joints.
Theme all of them out, of course. So instead of you normally probably getting $1,500 a month, $2,000, now you're getting $10,000 a month from each one of them, you know, because they theme, you know? So now it's like crazy, you know?
Oh my gosh, man. I can't wait to buy my wife a Lamborghini truck cash like you. I can't wait.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on the couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging, it's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, E-U-F-Y, video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Bro, that's a Lamborghini truck on your arm now.
I don't believe that, brother. I know that was a down payment for sure. Goodness gracious. All right, so Airbnbs all across the country,
all
across the world, and your students having Airbnbs doing the same thing.
Right, doing the same thing, creating passive income. You know, just focus on building wealth, you know.
I love it.
Building wealth.
I love it. Okay. All right, man. So I guess close this out. Again, y'all go to socialproofbnb.com. And we got some goodies and specials for you. Just go get that joint, man. I'm excited. I'm getting the course today. And we're going to go to I know you have an expensive taste, so me and wife will take you out somewhere like super fancy.
We're going to McDonald's. I'm fine.
Nah, we're going to go top of the line.
Zaxby's or something. I'm like Chick-fil-A.
I'm Cheesecake Factory or something.
I'm you not picky.
They got steak. It's flank steak.
I'm not picky, though. I'm not the picky eater, though. I'm grateful for whatever, you know? I'm not the hard guy.
That's why I love you. So you're just so humble, man. Yeah, you're just so cool and just richer than all of us putting together.
No, I ain't rich.
So, all right. So let everybody know how they can find you, man.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook. So any social media outlet, Mrs. O the Goat, MrZothe Goat, Mrs. O the Goat. Also my website, www.MrsOtheGoat.com. You can find me there as well. So Instagram, Mrs. O the Goat, Facebook, Mrs. O the Goat. Or my website, MrsOtheGoat.com.
Mrs. O, you indeed are the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate
that,
too. I
just got to say thank you.
Thank you so much for
your heart to, like, help your people.
All right.
You know what I mean? And, like, you've mastered it. And the $500, you don't need the money.
I don't need
like,
it at
that's
all.
That's the cool thing about it. Like, the somebody that, and that's so crazy, because my course, it was going to be like, terrible.
But I wanted to pay something so they can at least pay attention, though, 100%. Like they say. Pay something so you can at least feel like, I got to take this serious. Like, I got something invested. Because sometimes when we don't have nothing invested, we don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, I ain't got nothing to lose. But if you got something, you're like, okay, $500, let me see. Let me take this course and see what it's about. You know?
Man, thank you so much, man. So close us out, brother, and give us a word of wisdom. Put a bow on this. I don't know if you ever remember times where you maybe weren't sure of yourself, or you just didn't know how things were going to work out. You struggled at some point because there's somebody that's watching this that they're in that position.
Right.
So
okay.
What would you share with them?
Okay, what I share is definitely, besides this Airbnb strategies that I gave y'all, is to definitely build your credit. Like, it's very, very important inside of our culture to have a great credit profile, a great credit score, because these things will really allow me to scale up and also was able to live like the wealthy. You know, instead of like going in the airport, spending all my money, now I get flights for free. Now I can go into the lounges for free. Now I'm able to like live like a lot of wealthy people and get a lot of free things because I know the importance of credit. Don't be so quick to have somebody repair your credit. Learn the game yourself so you know how to maintain it. So when you do get it, you always can have it and you can add your family on. So when your kids graduating, they got an 800 credit score just like you now because you learn how to build it yourself and maintain it. And now you can take the OPM from the credit, the bank money, other people money, use that and put it inside of Airbnb, real estate. And now you got passive income coming in every single day. That's the whole goal. Besides all of this, credit is the foundation to that next level of really being successful.
I love it. Listen, you can't close it out no better than that. Man, do me a favor. For one, go follow Mr. Soda Goat. Number two, go get you some social proof, right? You need to go do something in excellence. You need to go get some examples. Go get some receipts. Go build something. You have it in you. We got all these interviews, all this information. You can get this course. You can learn it. Tap in with Zoe. You can build some success. But then I need you to go back to your community and teach them how you did what you did. All right. That's the only way our community
can I share
grows.
One more thing before? Okay. One thing I also want to share for y'all don't know about you know, which credit card to apply for. If your credit score is okay, I got a few credit cards I want to give you that's doing 0% APR right now. Like things may change, like because they offers change, like, you know, they can change it whenever they want to change it. They, you know, but these are happening right now with 0% APR. Discover.
Well, hold on, because
Discover a cashback card.
It might not happen. It might not be. Oh,
but
we'll tell them on the.
We tell them on there. Okay, we're
we'll
not gonna talk about
Patreon.
That.
We'll tell them on Patreon.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Sure. That's cool.
Yeah, all right. About to give away the game. So you got to be on the Patreon to get this. All
right. Okay.
All right. I got you. My bad. Brother. Well, we're officially closed. We're out of here. All right, boss. Follow us up. Peace.
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.